USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in."
President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is."
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice ordering the firing of a group of corrections officers trainees photographed giving Nazi salutes. Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety Cabinet Secretary Jeff Sandy says there are a lot of brave and professional people in the organization that should not be lumped into the same group.
And this group of 37 does not represent the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Getting a report of an active shooter at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. It's currently on lockdown. A spokesman for the base confirming that there was a report at about 7 o'clock this morning local time and that the gates to the base are currently closed. Officials urging people to stay away from the base, and those at the base are being told to seek shelter. Four people died in a shootout yesterday in Coral Gables, Florida, when robbery suspects carjacked a UPS truck. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg confronts the issue of gun control. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase, and we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And Buick says it's ending production of the Regal sedan and the Tourex wagon in 2020. The Regal nameplate's been around for more than 40 years, but the carmaker says buyers prefer to purchase sport utility vehicles these days, and demand for the Regal fell by double digits for the first time through the first 9 months of this year. The Tourex wagon sold better than many thought, but they say it can't maintain a large enough market to justify future production. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.